Do you feel like you're stuck or find yourself attracting the same type of relationships and negative experiences or just not manifesting what you want in life? Welcome to Heal Your Story. I'm your host, Heidi Dallaire. Here we discuss all things life, love, relationships, the relationship with yourself, and the stories we tell about ourselves and others. I help people get out of their busy heads and get back in touch with their heart space, to learn self-love and help heal their story. I'm a heart space and relational coach, a holistic health practitioner, and author at HeidiDallaire.com and LoveWideOpen.com. Let's go hold some heart space together. Hey, loves, I wanted to come on today and go over the 10 best strategies for reducing anxiety and taming your emotional triggers using self-regulation. So how does that work? All right, 10 best. One, identify your triggers, right? To be able to reduce anxiety, you have to start identifying the specific situations, thoughts, or events that trigger your anxious feelings. Recognizing these triggers, that's the first step towards managing them effectively. So once you know what they are, you can work on developing coping strategies and responses to these triggers, such as reframing negative thoughts or employing relaxation techniques. Okay. Second best strategy is practicing deep breathing. So breath work. Deep breathing is a very powerful technique to calm your nervous system and to reduce anxiety. By taking slow, deep breaths, you signal to your body that there's no immediate danger, which helps to alleviate the physical symptoms of anxiety. If you're a beginner to breath work, I suggest using the 4-4-4 technique, right? So you inhale for 4 counts, you hold your breath for 4 counts, and you exhale for 4 counts. So what that would look like is inhale through your nose, hold for 4, and then exhale for 4 out your mouth. Try it when you're feeling anxious. Okay. Next coping strategy is being able to ground yourself. Grounding techniques, they can bring you back to the present moment and prevent anxious thoughts from spiraling out of control, because that happens when we go too far into the past or too far into the future. Right? So when you focus on your breath and engage your senses by noticing the sights, the sounds, the textures, the smells around you, you know, visually like getting in, this helps you anchor your awareness in the very present moment, your present reality. The presencing of yourself is how you ground. Okay. Providing yourself with a sense of stability. Now, the next strategy is take a break. When anxiety starts to become overwhelming, please give yourself permission to take a break from the stressful situation. So engaging in activities that relax and distract you, such as going for a walk. It's the number one thing I'll tell you to do to take a break. Get outside, go for a walk. Listen to calming music, right? Or read something that is calming for you. All of these things, they can help you regain a sense of calm and perspective. Now, next strategy is talk to somebody. Sharing your feelings with a trusted friend, a family member, a trauma-informed coach, a support group, this can be extremely beneficial for you. Verbalizing your worries and your fears can provide relief and may offer new insights and perspectives on how to manage your anxiety. Because again, these strategies aren't a one type fits all, right? So another strategy is mindfulness. This is something I really, really, I do every day, okay? Now, mindfulness involves, again, staying present in the moment without judgment. That's the big key. Okay, staying present in the moment without judgment. Now you can cultivate this mindfulness through meditation, through guided meditation, or by simply just paying attention to your thoughts and feelings with a sense of curiosity. Mindfulness helps you become more aware of your anxious thoughts and emotions, allowing you to then respond to them in a healthier manner. Okay. Now, next strategy is practicing relaxation techniques. There are a variety of relaxation techniques. Again, find one that works for you. They can be progressive muscle relaxation, of where you move and scan through the body, tense and relax the body where you feel that tension. Okay, guided imagery, guided meditation, yoga, all of these can promote relaxation and reduce anxiety. Okay, so engaging in these practices regularly can help you build resilience against stress and anxiety. How many of you know someone who's practiced yoga for years and years and years, and probably one of the most chill people you know, because they are able to connect to their body in such a way that all the outside just dissipates and their nervous system is super chill. Another strategy, exercise regularly. Okay, what does that mean? Any sort of movement outside of sitting in your chair and doing nothing. Okay, so exercise regularly. Physical activity releases endorphins, right? And these are our natural mood lifters and stress relievers. So regular exercise not only reduces anxiety, but it also improves your overall well-being and then your quality of sleep, which is the next strategy. Get enough sleep. Adequate sleep is crucial for managing anxiety. A lack of sleep just builds upon the anxiety, right? Like it stacks on your nervous system so that your nervous system is never dropping below. So challenge yourself, cut the caffeine by 2 p.m. Try to drink tea instead of coffee. Okay. And eating a low sugar diet will help you get more sleep. And that leads us into the last strategy, which is eating a healthy diet. Your diet can impact your mood and your energy levels. So again, when you're eating all kinds of processed food, fatty food, sugar drinks, caffeine drinks, it all worsens your anxiety. Try and do the best you can to opt for a more balanced diet rich in fruits, vegetables, whole grains, lean proteins if you're a meat eater, and to support your mental and physical well-being. So there are 10 strategies to help reduce anxiety and tame your emotional triggers. Now, if you have at all found these strategies helpful, I want you to know that I specialize in helping people reduce anxiety and tame their emotional triggers. So if you're ready to take that next step, that next level of your life, then I encourage you to jump on a Heal Your Story strategy call with me so you can get a customized plan for your particular situation. I'm sending lots of love to you all. Bye for now.
Thank you for listening to another episode of Heal Your Story. Please subscribe on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen to podcasts. You can find me, my coaching services, my book, or book a Heal Your Story strategy session at HeidiDallaire.com. For other self-development articles, go to LoveWideOpen.com. And you can also follow me at Heidi Dallaire or Love Wide Open on all social media channels. Thanks so much. Sending lots of love.